Fentanyl is killing more than 70,000 Americans a year. The synthetic opioid is now a leading cause of death for young people. And as NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann reports, many experts believe keeping it off American streets is impossible.
Over the last couple weeks, fentanyl exploded to the top of the agenda in Washington. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy traveled to the U.S.-Mexico border.
You cannot tell us this border is secure when now there is enough fentanyl in this country to kill every single American more than 20 times over.
McCarthy and other Republicans first politicized the fentanyl crisis during the midterms. They falsely linked drug smuggling with undocumented migrants. Now Democrats, too, are calling on the Biden administration to do more to pressure Mexico. Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey chaired a Foreign Relations Committee hearing on fentanyl last week.
I just think that we work with our Mexican friends with kid gloves on this issue. And I just is fundamentally wrong. I don't know how many more lives have to be lost for Mexico to get engaged.
During that hearing, Ann Milgram, head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, agreed the danger posed by fentanyl trafficking is unprecedented.
It is why DEA has made defeating those two cartels our top operational priority.
But drug policy experts interviewed by NPR say these ideas, pressuring Mexico, further securing the border, defeating the cartels, are unrealistic and won't do much to stop fentanyl traffickers. For one thing, the Mexican government is simply too weak to take on the cartels, no matter how much diplomatic pressure Washington applies. Arturo Saracan was Mexico's ambassador to the U.S.
There's no doubt that endemic corruption, impunity, a weak rule of law are Mexico's Achilles heels.
That means fentanyl and methamphetamine labs operate in Mexico with almost no pressure. The first time the U.S. can do anything about these drugs is when they cross the border, almost always passing through official checkpoints, hidden in cars or commercial trucks driven by American citizens. Vandefeldab Brown, an expert on the Mexican cartels at the Brookings Institution, says while Washington talks tough, the cartels are actually growing stronger.
They govern territories, people, economies, and in fact, they also govern even institutions. Dramatic levels of corruption and dramatic levels of infiltration of the cartels into judicial and law enforcement institutions in Mexico.
During the Trump era, Mexico backed away from almost all drug war partnerships with the U.S. At last week's Senate hearing, the DEA's Ann Milgram said there's so little cooperation, her agents can't take down fentanyl labs or even get good intel from Mexican cops.
We are not getting information on fentanyl seizures. We are not getting information on seizures of precursor chemicals.
Milgram mentioned precursor chemicals, and this is another reason experts say stopping fentanyl is nearly impossible. Chemicals used to make fentanyl come from China, but following diplomatic disputes with the U.S., the Chinese government, the PRC, also halted drug-fighting collaborations. Dr. Rahul Gupta heads the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Rather than demonstrate global leadership by engaging in efforts to rein in illicit precursor production and trafficking, the PRC is instead choosing to not engage.
Even if China and Mexico were willing or able to help fight the cartels, stopping fentanyl smugglers would be incredibly difficult. Fentanyl is cheap and easy to make, and it can be smuggled in tiny packages that are hard to spot. The U.S. is actually seizing record amounts of fentanyl in drug busts, but the cartels just make more. Congressman David Trone, a Democrat from Maryland, co-chaired a bipartisan commission that studied fentanyl trafficking.
My belief is there's absolutely no way to stop it. If we could, you know, do major raids in Mexico with our military, it's not our country. It's their country. They've chosen not to go after the drug traffickers.
Trone believes the U.S. fighting an actual war against the cartels inside Mexico would destabilize a neighboring country in much the way U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq destabilized those nations. But Trone doesn't think the fentanyl crisis is hopeless. He says a promising strategy is to focus on reducing American hunger for drugs.
That's the only chance we've got. Without the Mexican government's help, without the Chinese government's help, we can't win. So we got to go on the demand side. Work on all the things on education, work on treatment, work on prevention.
Most drug policy experts agree the public health model is a more promising way to save American lives. But they also say public fears about fentanyl will likely raise political pressure in Washington for a tough response on the border, whether it's effective or not. Brian Mann, NPR News.